We got T-Fly, Annalie, and Chad Black in the building. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. The beat.
What? Say what? He don't even know me. Acting like he want me.
Good girl
going back. Getting nasty with you. Middle finger to the ones that be hating. Roll up like a joint. Let me smoke with you. I don't put no stress on you. Running my fingers through your dress. I'm always there for you. Let me, I'm ready. I'm down.
Hey, you know what it is. Black Hollywood Live, The Beat. It's your boy DJ Jesse Jenny here in studio with Mr. Carter.
You already know, though.
Hey, that's Kiki Palmer featuring T-Fly in the building.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yo,
man.
This was
thank
so
you for
dope.
Me, man.
Thank you for coming in.
Man, thank you.
I appreciate it. And the cover work for this is awesome. Love it.
Yeah. Beautiful, man. She did that.
She really did. I want to talk a little more, but I also want to introduce our other guests. We have Annalie in the building.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm loving the LA vibes you're giving.
Thank you.
Chad Black.
What's going down? What's up?
You're
going
to give us a little performance later on?
Of course, of course. I'm excited about it.
Super excited. All right, let's talk about this, though. So, Fake Love, Drake, like, huge track this year. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kiki came to you. She wanted to do something. How did this come about?
Well, actually, we're working on the album right now, so that's the biggest part, you know, getting to know her, and she's getting to know me, and, you know, just the mesh together is great. You know, she's a hard worker, just, you know, as well as myself, so, you know, getting in the lab and, you know, being creative, we just wanted to throw something out there for the fans, you know, keep them, you know, aware. She's also on my album, too, that's about to drop, so.
Annie, are you big. Okay,
it's five? It's big. I feel blessed. I'm nervous.
They ain't nothing. He nervous. They ain't nothing to be nervous about. Grammy nominated over here. You know what I mean? It's the 24 hours. Yeah. All right, but we got to talk about the Grammy nominations because they just came out yesterday. But before we do that, Mr. Carter, you got a SoundCloud pick of the week. Who is it? What is it? What do we got?
Yes, sir. So this week we're going to hit y'all with a new joint from our friends and family of the show, Nick and Navy. They got a new joint titled Man Up. So we're going to go ahead and get into that, though.
Boom. Let's listen. Vibes.
I was in my time, waiting on you to arrive, and you never show, you didn't care. It is what it is, yeah, it is what it is. It's been a long time coming, I've been dealing with Josh for quite some time. You said that you were changing, oh, guess what, I changed my mind. Little baby, don't you cry, I know it was the best thing in your life. Little baby, don't shed a tear. I know that you was wishing I was still right.
Boom, Nick and Navy. Check them out, SoundCloud.com. What is it? SoundCloud.com/Nick and Navy?
Yes, sir.
Boom.
That's nice. No.
You guys can check it out at BHL The Beat, us on SoundCloud. If you guys want to be featured in the SoundCloud Gem of the Week, hit us up on our SoundCloud. All right, let's talk about it. Some of these Grammy nominations, y'all. Woo, Beyonce taking the cake with 9 nominations.
As you
Of course, it's Lemonade. I mean, we all kind of knew that that was going to happen. I want to talk about some of the names of some of the categories, though. Because what is urban contemporary? What does that mean?
I feel like they're just making shit up now as they go. To be honest,
is that like the new R&B because they don't want to call it R&B?
Is that okay? So it's like a pop R&B,
right?
Basically, it's just the crossover records. You know, those records that are getting played that, you know, should be R&B songs and, you know, got the R&B feel, but it's, you know, it's the new style. You know, so they. Of course, you got to come up with your own genre because you don't want to just put R&B and then you got real R&B heads that's going to go
mixed with Rihanna.
Yeah, like, you know, like, so give it to us straight, man. So I feel like that's not no biggie.
All right, and then so actually, I like the way you put that because that makes me now feel okay with this next one because I like the verbiage of it. It's best rap/sung performance. And, of course, they got Freedom, Beyonce and Kendrick, Hotline Bling, Drake, Broccoli, Dram featuring Lil Yachty, Ultra Light Beam, Kanye, and then Kanye twice for Famous. What do you think's taking that one, best rap song performance?
Ooh, that one is actually...
Is it based off of...
I dig, like, no problem.
live performance or like video performance?
Just like the, just song. The song, meaning like rap sung. I'm assuming like it's people who do that whole thing, the little Drake thing. I'm gonna have to
trap R&B. I would say no problem.
You would say who?
We're saying
no. We're doing best rap sung performance. Freedom, Hotline Bling, Broccoli, Ultralight Beam, or Famous. I'd have to probably say Hotline Bling or Freedom.
I'd say Freedom. Yeah,
Beyonce.
Yeah. I think it's almost not fair to say Beyonce though, y'all. Like
Beyonce's winning for the album
sake
of the year.
Right, for the sake of, we know she gonna win a lot of them. Let's say somebody else.
No, I'm not even gonna say that because she's dope. She's dope. Like, she's gonna win. She's gonna win. Everybody knows she's gonna win.
And it's with Kendrick too.
But I'm like, but you know that when you're looking at what we're looking at, like Drake.
Everybody up there is great.
Drake with Hotline Bling, I think that has a chance to do it. And then don't knock the newcomers, because a lot of times that newcomers get drafted into these lineups, they eventually win. So, you know, that's good for them, you know, and their music career. So to see that, but I look at like Kanye West, and knowing what Kanye West is going through right now, he deserves it. But to see, you know, Chance the Rapper's in there again with Kirk Franklin, The Dream, Kelly Price, I think it's no way for you to just pass that up. I think I'm going to have to go with Chance.
Wait, with Chance? Oh, okay. So Chance is for what one?
Ultra Beam. Ultra Light Beam.
Oh, you're thinking Ultra Light Beam going to take it all the way. Yeah. I think they're going to get best rap song, though. Yeah. I think, or you know what, I do also feel like for some reason Remy Ma is going to get something this year.
You think so?
I don't know why, but
shout
I just
out to the nomination,
feel it. Shout out to her. This girl was in
best
jail.
Comeback for sure.
Okay.
For real.
Yeah. Best rap album: Chance the Rapper, Coloring Book, De La Soul, and the Anonymous Nobody, DJ Khaled, Drake, Schoolboy Q, or Kanye West. I would give this, honestly, to Chance the Rapper.
Yeah. I'm going to give it to Chance,
agreed,
too.
Wait a minute.
I mean, those are some sick records, but Chance, look, though, whew.
Look, and I'm not going to knock Chance, is dope, but then you're looking at, like, Major Key with DJ Khaled.
But I would give it to Drake over that.
That's what I'm saying. Drake just passed Michael Jackson numbers, so that's it's huge. Neither here nor there. It's like, get into the finals, and...
But if we do this with marketing wise, like Drake clearly has how much marketing behind him, where Chance the Rapper doesn't. They can end up in the same category.
You don't want to look at it like that, because Chance is fresh and new. He's new to this game, and what he's contributing is great, but he hasn't contributed as
like
much as
Drake
has.
Fair.
You know, and to give Drake another sippy cup, hey. You know, I think it won't hurt him. I think he deserves to walk away with that, and because Drake is the face of hip hop right now.
Agreed.
You know, if you really think about it, you know, a lot of rappers had their chance, you know, and you know, some new ones is coming and they'll get their chance. But right now, I think the average person will let you know it belongs to Drake.
Yo, okay, so
by far, when your album is sitting for months and months. Like, his album views has been on
in the top
billboards for since he put it out.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I think it's only directed towards the right thing. Now, Schoolboy Q, his album, I heard, you know, I heard his album, it was good, and it was you know, that's rapping, you know. But see, the thing is, that's where, you know, you got Kanye in there. You feel me? I think he's gonna get spoiled.
I do think Drake's gonna win it. All right, last one. Album of the year.
Award.
Okay, album of the year is, I mean, to me, it's gonna be between Adele, Beyonce, Justin Bieber, and Drake.
You know,
this one is the most.
Yeah, that one is hard. Like, is that the only category Justin?
No,
is
the
in?
Other hard one is Record of the Year, because it's either gonna be Formation, Hello by
Hello.
Adele,
oh,
or
Hello.
Work.
I think
it's gonna be Work or
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
I don't think Formation will get it, but I do think it's gonna be one.
I think Formation is gonna win Best Video.
Mm. Yeah, for
sure. Probably
just
that.
Based off who they put in the category. Right. I'm like, y'all really babysat that one,
right?
But
but again, is that Justin Bieber's only? That's his only nomination, though. I mean, that's good.
That's
biggest award. But damn,
no. He's nominated. I forget. I don't have it on here, but he's nominated for like best male pop.
Okay, nice.
For one of the singles that he had,
which I can't really remember any of his singles. Really, they
but
didn't
I mean,
release.
When it came out, I was into it.
Oh no, I'm just saying, I was sitting here like trying to think. Like, what the
he
hell
did a video
what
for
do you mean?
All of them. It was
Sturgill. Oh, okay, what do you mean?
Sturgill, Simpson, like, I feel like these are the people that always get a chance at the Grammys to walk away with. You know, I don't know who he is. I'm quite sure he's done something in music because he's on this paper.
Like,
but
a Beck situation.
But yeah, it's just that, like, we don't even know who this guy is. And it's like, how did he... So, I wouldn't even say none of them. I'd say Sturgill Simpson.
Okay, for real though. That'll be... That Beck,
you heard it here
crazy.
First, y'all. So when Kanye get mad, T-Fly gonna be like, I told you.
Yeah, I mean, but look, they're gonna spoil Kanye. I feel like everybody is thrown in these categories the same way. Like, you mentioning these artists so many times to where it's undeniable that each of them is going to walk away with something. Right. It's just depending on where they really, the truth really matters of them coming out. Now, I feel like Kanye, he's been making a lot of noise with the Life of Pablo, you feel me? But Drake, yeah, it's undeniable. It's like you can't...
Every song is like a single.
It's right. Exactly, like, yeah. And ever since Drake has came out, we haven't heard him put out anything wrong. So I think this is what you have to go with.
The Drake
is,
Awards?
Yeah.
Drake Awards. And you know what? Speaking of that, because you remember when he gave out the Grammys on his, from his Instagram page? Uh-huh. Do y'all remember that? I think it's something that the world just can appreciate better and can connect with better about Drake than Kanye. The world, yeah. You know, the world may know Kanye, but his level of likability is a little bit off some people. You
I
know?
Have to agree with bro, because that's more so where our generation is right mm-hmm. now. That's where you got to think, like, yes, yeah, the Grammys, yeah, you got people that, you know, is really, really in tune with this thing. So we don't want to make the same mistakes that we made last year and get our fans upset, you know, and you know, so I think this time they'll do it right. I think people is going to... I think Chance will walk away with certain things because he's new and up and coming. But I think as far as best rap album, you have to go with Drake because he set so many weeks.
Yeah, when I think of Kanye too, though, it's like his album, it was dope. But I feel like we talk about it more because he says a rant at a concert. Versus Drake, it's like, oh, did you hear this? I can't get his single out of
my head. I mean, before he even went on his rant, Kanye's been Kanye since we all
the
known
dawn
him.
Of
so,
time, no.
Yeah, so you give him a mic and he get 5 minutes, then you know what to expect. He's gonna do 3 minutes of a song and two minutes of talking. So, but that's Kanye, and you know he needs this right now. Yeah. I think this will be a big motivation for him, the people that he's working with, his team, because you got to look at it right now. He's a leader. And, you know, when your team starts seeing your leader fall off, you know, it's like, all right, you know, so just to see them and, you know, big ups and prayers going out to Kanye and the whole, you know, good music family and, just keeping them all together because that's, you know, that's their leader. And when your leader is falling apart like that, is, you know, I feel like this is your time to get, you know, what he's earned, you know, and it don't take away from Drake, it don't take away from any other mm-hmm. artist. Kanye's been a phenomenal artist, like, so why not get it to him?
The thing is, mental health is real, you know what I'm saying? And so we ignore that, especially with artists. People don't really think, it's almost like we're invincible, you know, to people, sometimes to ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I think he's guilty of both of those, just kind of feeling like he didn't have to take care of an issue that you mentioned. Kanye's been Kanye for years now, you know? And this part, the darkest parts, are just making their, you know, making
which
their way.
Which is good
because
him
final.
And Kim Cudi are both bringing something.
But
right.
you guys,
exactly.
but you and Jay-Z and Beyonce share a relationship that none of us know about,
and none of us need to know about. It's personal.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
When you have a little brother like that, I say stuff to my big brother all the time, right?
Yeah,
you know, and you, I feel like if it ain't what it is, then don't make it seem like this is what it is. Mm-hmm. Because you can paint a picture to a person and make them feel like, oh, I'm warm with you. You feel me? You just, you know, you created all of these great eras of songs and creations with Kanye. I feel like he's only going off. If you didn't come to my baby shower, I probably would have said the same thing. Yeah.
That's
if,
true.
If my wife getting robbed and you're my boy and, you know, when they talk about Jay-Z, they talk about Kanye now. You feel me? When they talk about Kanye, they talk about Jay. So I feel like both of you guys are one. And I feel like for you not to pick up the phone, now maybe this is, you know, hey.
It's a legend. Yeah.
You know, but for you not to pick up the phone and we're brothers, you know, it's kind of wrong, you know. But who knows, you know? Probably was stuck up in the jet or something, you know.
Yeah, that's just the thing. We're not talking about everyday people just sitting at home chilling.
Exactly.
So you would think that that he would be, because he knows his own schedule, you know, and his wife's schedule. Mm-hmm. You're dealing with a married couple who were both individuals are extremely famous and extremely busy. So.
He wanted to be spoiled. So
right, it's just Kanye.
Well, hopefully the Grammys will spoil Kanye this year in 2017 in February, y'all. All right, so Annie, are you O Tape 5? Now, we were supposed to, I mean, I remember back in May, you were like, talking about it's coming.
Yeah.
Now, this hashtag has been going around, hashtag what happened to T-Fly?
Of course.
What happened?
Man, that's a good question that you asked, man, because, you know, starting, you know, the project, you know, it was just, you know, a lot of things where I had to clear my head, you know, fighting custody battles with, you know, the kids and actually winning that.
Which, yeah, you have full custody.
I got full custody now, so thank God for that. But, you know, just even, you know, after that, I got free from that, you know, clearing my mind, getting back in the studio. I started NERU Take 5 in the hotel room. So, you know, like, just, you know, the grind, you know, the things that, like, if I put out NERU Take 5 right then and there, it wouldn't be as spectacular as it is right now.
So what have you been working on as far as when you starting the project, then kind of putting it on hold? You know, what was the main reason for that, and how did it affect the music?
Making sure the promotion, you know, was right. You know, just making sure I can, you know, put it out the right way and still be heard the same way, you know, that I was heard before. You know, just, you know, a lot of things is. It's different now. I don't have the same people around me. It's different management. So it's, you know, it's T-Fly taking a chance on himself more so than anybody taking a chance on T-Fly. So, you know, I knew the fans, you know, I got love, you know, straight up, you know. People go through this. Hell, you know, Rihanna took 8 years to put out her album. So, right. You know, I'm not saying that I'm Rihanna or something, but, you know, it just take time. You know, you want to make sure that it's right for, you know, the ears. You know, I don't want to just throw out anything and you're like, well, we like T-Fly, but what was that?
Yeah.
Why did he do that? You get what I'm saying? So, you know, I want to keep the same charisma that I got, you know, with my fans and, you know, just letting them know that it's on the way, you know.
Speaking of charisma, she's hosting.
Who knew that it would have been 2 days from now? Yeah, of course. You know, she, well, this one, you got to understand, it's not, like, we're doing it different. I'm doing it a whole different, like, charisma's on songs with me. You get what I'm saying? Instead of, like, me just throwing your tag in front of the song and they know you. You feel me? Like, my next single that's finna drop a week after now, you know, she's on there. So, you know, big ups to Charisma. You know, big ups to the whole team for holding me down. And, you know, because I needed it right then and there. You know, that was a tough time of fresh, you know, coming off of the Epic deal and, you know, trying to just keep my mind right and going through that with, you know, the kid's mom and, you know, winning the custody battle. So there's a lot of things that took T-Fly for, you know, a loop. But I just thank God that I stayed, you know, humble. You know, I had people, you know, around me. My family was very grounding with me. You feel me? They knew what time it was, that I needed them right there, you know, because you can go through some things and people, you have people around you, like, can't even see what you're really going through. Right. So just to be around those people and ending up with Moses and, you know, RBC Records and, you know, just the team right now, I feel like, you know, not because it's all, you know, what I want to do, you feel me? You got to do what I say, do you feel me? But more so, you know, it's, you know, I'm actually getting a vibe with people. I'm actually getting to meet more people. I'm actually understanding the business more, you know, as far as just, you know, publicity and, you know, having Echo Haddix and Echo Sounds and, you know, just doing what I'm doing with them and them making it more, you know, better for the average person that's about to hear this, you know. Mm-hmm. So, hey, man, I'm nervous. I just can't wait till y'all hear it, you feel me? Because I know for a fact it's, you're going to be able to tell, like, man, T, he did it. Man, he took his time, you know. I'm quite sure a lot of people still gonna have what they want to say about me. This, but it's
the internet.
Yeah, it's no Mustard, it's no YG, it's no Nipsey. A lot of this, I did for me. You feel me? So coming back to really say that I did it for the fans will be that's like an understatement because they already know I got love for them just from just prior tapes and CDs, you know. So that's
Star available on Apple. Like,
no, that's gonna always be there. But I had to prove something to myself. So, you know, on the 9th of December, you know, I have the biggest Hennessy bottle.
Hey, because
it's going down, man. You know, and I'm just, you know, honored to even be here. Just, you know, people are still, you know, looking out for me, and you know, because it was that time in my career where I felt like, you know, well, what am I gonna do? You know, and I didn't ever feel like, oh, I would be in that position, but I felt like it was something that was coming. That was, you know, where I needed to straighten up certain things with, you know, with myself. You know, I could have went on the road and came back with like $150,000, you know, from just touring and stuff. But I would have came back home and my kids would have been in foster care. So it was kind of like a slap in the face, but I'm a dad, you know, and I can't, you know, that I got to set an example. If somebody out there listening to my music or look up to me, that's probably going to end up going through the same thing that I'm going through or went through.
That you're the people's champion right now, because most people would take, from based off watching TV right now, right, mm-hmm. with this reality TV, most people would do exactly what you just said. Yeah. I've seen it, literally. If you watch Basketball Wives, a woman literally left her children mm-hmm. to go on a trip. Like, it happens because it's the fame. It's, well, you're only going to get this one chance.
I mean,
but you took that chance.
You know, I had to, because it was something like, you know, me and my dad relationship is very well, you know, but, you know, the money wasn't the problem. It was the fact that I was, you know, stressing over the kids, stressing over, you know, losing this deal and, you know, stepping away from people, you know, because your friendship and your love for people, you know, some people you got to take with a grain of salt. Like, man, I got to just love you from where I'm going to love you. Listen, you feel me? And that's, I think that's where, you know, this, you know, T-Fly, the project is going to show, you know, I'm working with different producers, you know, they get their name out there more. So it's not just T-Fly looking out for herself, you know, it's T-Fly still helping out. You know, you're going to see a lot of people that you probably ain't never heard of. That's dope, you know, and, you know, hopefully you become a fan of theirs and, you know, listen to them and, hit us up. You know, that's what we do, man. You know, other than that, I can't let myself drain myself as much as I was about to. You get what I'm saying? You can't, you got to take a break. You got to know when it's time to say, you know what? These kids wasn't here. You know, they didn't ask to be here. That was something that I did. You feel me? And my daddy ain't never left me. You feel me? My daddy fought for me. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So I can't play that role and act like, well, I didn't have a dad around, because that would be a lie. You feel me? Like, anytime I got into it with my dad, it was because of, you know, being, you know, unmature, not being mature, you know, mm-hmm. taking responsibility for my actions and stuff like that, you know, getting into trouble. And so a lot of things, like, where I had to prove to myself and, you know, my dad said, man, I'm just proud of you, like, for even, you know, I know that take a lot of courage to walk away from what you walked away from to make sure that your kids are straight. And I wouldn't give it up for the world, straight up. They my babies.
Dad of the year right here.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Okay, so I want to play this video. You just dropped a video recently. Called Real. That's all I'm just gonna use the first title.
Real Ilga.
You know,
Real Ilga.
Yo, this goes so hard. Like, bro, let's take a look.
T-Fly on this motherfucker. A real nigga won't keep her waiting. I love her conversation.
Yeah.
If she with it, she gonna get ratchet. A real nigga won't keep her waiting. Yeah. West side is how we do. You like just how we do. Feet flat, I don't never change.
Never change.
Bitch, stopping my fucking name upon. A nigga press an issue, that's an easy call. Pull up, start up, I don't need nobody. Can me like it, gotta be gassing.
That's my little sister.
Nigga, about a nigga be right. How you get a manger there? Bitches got sex appeal.
They like
how he did that. Pay attention, class is in session.
Like, bam!
Low money.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Tryna see what that mouth do. Fuck you in my house shoes.
Fuck you, never get about you. Throw it back.
If you a freaky girl, run it back. If it don't make sense, then it don't make dollars.
Hey, T-Fly, really? Y'all can check that out on his Instagram. The link's right available there.
Yeah, man.
Dope. Okay, so what's the first single? What are we getting off of Annie IOT?
That's not my first single, though.
No, I said, what is your first single?
Oh, it's called Loud.
Loud?
It's called Loud. Yeah, it'll be out next week, you know, top of the week. And then right after that, the following week, we'll be dropping the video. So it's like I told you, man, I'm a lot hands on more with, you know, instead of, like, people telling you, like, man, you got to do this, you got to do that, and you got to come here. And so it's like I'm hands-on more in my projects, so which is dope and better, you know. And, you know, still shout-out to everybody, man. You know, L.A., you know, it's what I know, you know, South Central, so.
Boom. All right, I want to find out what you got up to in 2017. But before we do that, Annalee, so, yo.
Hi.
When I tell you, Mr. Carter done put me on to you, and I saw this I'm just going to play, before we even start talking to you, we're going to play Annalee Roses, y'all, because y'all ain't even ready for what
Soul
this girl.
Sister.
I was like, the hell? Take a look, Annalee Roses.
Roses die too. Oh, yes, they do.
Oh, that's you singing?
Can we catch the
head? Oh, excuse me.
The I'm sorry. I tried turning pain into pleasure, but I couldn't. Oh, yeah. I can't stop. I'm trying to leave it all to fade. Roses die too. Oh yes, they do. Can we catch the petals before they hit the floor, babe? Petals before they hit the floor. Yes, they do. Roses die too.
Hey, Annalee Roses.
Wow.
Yo.
Wow, wow, wow.
Like, nice. First, before I say, what did y'all think? Of?
Uh-oh.
That's nice. Shop you got value. A beautiful voice too.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's nice. Shop value in that.
No, honestly, like, because I heard it first, and I was like, who the hell is this bitch? And then I looked at her, I'm
like, I thought she was playing a game on me at first. That's why I had to look like, wait, wow. Oh, you going to do a video to the side? All right, all right, all right.
So, now, I heard you went to Berklee.
Yeah, I did.
And that's actually where you fell in love with R&B music.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because I was
so this wasn't from the beginning.
No, never, because my parents are actually they're classical musicians. So okay. I grew up playing
and
like,
you're
piano.
Classically trained.
Yeah, I was classically trained from very young. And then high school, middle school, I grew up in Jersey, East Brunswick.
Okay.
It's like a little mini town.
Yeah,
I was never exposed to like R&B, soul, or any of that. So I just listened to whatever was on the radio. And I remember I really listened to like Jesse McCartney, Beautiful Soul. Yeah, okay. I knew that like inside out. That was like the kind of stuff I listened to.
Okay.
So I was never exposed to like soul R&B artists until Berklee. Yeah.
So you get to Berklee, and then who what song was it? What album was it? Was it a boy? Was there some good dick in Berklee?
You know, it's crazy because I met a lot of great mentors and professors there that just kind of like introduced me to soul, and then when I just like kind of listen to the R&B artists from like from the 90s or just early 2000 or whatever, like I just fell in love with it. I was like, this is like what I love. Wow, how come I never listened to this before? Mm-hmm. You know?
That's
yeah,
dope.
So yeah, that's when I like really fell in love with it. Like just really went on like researching all these artists and just find out more about them, mm-hmm. like find out more music, and yeah, that's how I got
wow.
into it.
And I hear you're going home for the holidays.
Yeah, well, it's not really my home because I grew up in Jersey, like uh-huh. I said, but I'm going to Korea to see my parents. I'm Korean. So
your parents live in Korea?
Yeah, they do.
So how is it with their baby out here, over here in America,
singing
the music?
You're
right, singing soul.
Right.
Singing soul.
I see you up there with that child and that teeth.
No, yeah, they're so happy for me. They love it when I sing, you know, their baby sing, you know, they love it. So they just want me to see me happy, do what I love.
So they're okay with it not being classical?
Yeah, surprisingly, yes. They actually didn't want me to do music at first because they knew just like how hard this path is. So like, they didn't want me to pursue it, but then they knew that I was passionate about it and this is what I love the most and
that's
I don't
want
to do anything else. So Yeah, you think, okay, let me do it.
You think when your parents see your dedication, they let up on you?
Right. Yeah, yeah, definitely. They knew that I wouldn't like anything else other than this. Like, I would be basically, like, miserable doing something else. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. T-Va, would you let your kids, if they wanted to get into music, get into it? Is that something that you even say, like, would you let them? Like, I think that's also kind of weird,
yeah. Well, I'm just, you know, my granny let me do it, you know? It started with gospel with me, so, you know, so... You know, I was playing at the House of Blues at 14, so...
So you...
Of course I'm going to let my kids play some music, sing some music, you know? As long as the grades is good and we can, you know, control those things, and I'm all for it. Like, you know, same thing with her, I'm quite sure. There's certain rules and regulations that, you know, had to be followed, and... Mm-hmm. And you see she's singing soul, and she got it.
Girl.
She got it, girl.
Not just singing. Yeah, singing. You got it better than a lot of people that I know.
Roses got it.
Yeah, I said, yes, they do. Yes, they do. Yes, they do, girl. Yes, they do.
Oh, God.
So, now, do you write your own music?
Yes, I do.
So, that song, though, how did that come into formation?
Oh, man. I mean, it's basically about relationships, and it's through experience and just also just hearing other people's stories and stuff like that. But basically, it's pretty, like, a sad, emotional song just about how breakups and how relationships can go hard and stuff like that. But at the end of it, even though you might get out of it and it might have been hard and you suffered through it, like, it's okay, like, as long as you did it. As long as you experienced it and you learned through it. Like, it's kind of like a sad but encouraging like message at the end. Yeah. Right.
Let's catch these petals. Yeah.
For real.
Catch it before they fall.
These petals, right.
I feel like it's like a narration, like you just telling like your side and the mistakes and this mistake, and you know, I think being honest in your music is the dopest thing ever. You know, I think that's where a lot of people lack right now. Right. So to see that kind of I love that. That's dope. That's
but
nice.
I feel like it's come. I feel like. I feel like we're gone from that, but I feel like we are starting to go back into that direction, because people are real artists are just tired.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I've noticed with every week you guys coming in. Like, it's just the amount of amazing talent that's really out there. It's just we got to wash all the bullshit across. Now, a full project from you. What's going on with that?
Yeah, so it's supposed to be released early next year. Okay. I can't wait to release more stuff. That's the only song I have out
right now.
And I have so many songs just stacked up that I'm
So what
ready
are you doing
release.
Right now? What process are you in right now?
So basically, the album's done, and I'm already working on my second album, which is cool.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
It's all done. The first album's done, so I'm just waiting for the right timing to release.
So, what's the name of the album?
Self-titled. It's actually Anna Lee, my name.
Oh, nice.
That's cool.
Go ahead.
My real name's Anna Lee, so.
Oh, okay.
But my artist is Anna Lee. Yeah. All
right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's close to Annie.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Anna, Annie.
That's why we wanted to do this fusion show for
you. You know, I wasn't going to try to confuse you, but I know what I heard, you know.
Chad, yo. So, you've been going through some stuff, too, as of recently.
I want to say this. I want to piggyback off of her. Like, I want you to know what kind of power you have as an artist, as a Korean artist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the type of moves that you can make, I'm just really blown away by it. Like, I have to get ready to talk about me. This is really my own segue into that. But you have an amazing power. I've never, ever seen. You just blew me away.
Thank you.
Never seen that type of, I've never felt that type of shock. I looked at that and did not.
No,
like, it
what
was
to
complete.
Do.
I've never been that shocked musically.
You felt. Yeah.
I can look at people and kind of tell, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But you have a power to bring soul music back in a way that Jill Scott, and different people who are
well,
great.
Introduce
great.
It to
you could introduce it. Bring
people.
It back, you know, to those who are familiar with
it
already.
It.
And you
it,
have
right.
a power to introduce that type of music to a whole different level.
Yeah,
places that we couldn't go, you can go. So kudos to you. You are like amazing.
Thank you.
And before
wow,
you
thank
even
you.
Start, bro, I just wanted to tell you that was dope that you told her that, because I feel like that's what we're missing in music too. It's just that love, you know, that, you know, music is love, you feel me? And you know, I feel like just that you doing that, that's big ups. That's good.
Right,
I like artists like that. Yeah. Straight up.
Well, this is here.
So that's why we just packing them all in, y'all. Every week we're gonna fuse three different artists from all over the place, so that we can bring music and love back together.
Yeah.
All right, but this is the coolest part, is that all y'all have awesome dope stories, because I was talking to you and I mean, your social media got hacked, and this is only just like the top of the mountain for you.
Right,
so what
right.
the heck have you been going through?
I've been going through different things. There's many layers to it. My life and just the way that God built me. I'm not sure what everybody believes in, but I'm speaking about my story right now. So,
yeah.
I mean, just the way he built me, and just I feel like the way my life is set up, I am supposed to go through certain hills and valleys just because of the person that I'm supposed to help, you know, or the people or the group of people that I'm supposed to help. I am definitely a survivor. I don't come from roses. I'll plug you there. I come from Houston, Texas, just by the way, born and raised, and it's never been easy for me. So,
is that where the title The Birth of Black and Blues comes from?
It does. It does. I'm going to get there. I'm on my way there. Well, actually, that's really where I am. Black and Blues was birthed from, of course, my last name. My name is Chad Black. But if you know anything about blues, it is a bunch of storytelling. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And you may be familiar mm-hmm. with this. But back in the day, because it's not really, there aren't any really, I mean, I don't know that there are any new blues artists coming out. It's really a thing of the past. And so for me, what I was able to connect, the reason I was able to connect with that and relate to it is because blues is really a bunch of complaining, a bunch of benching, you know, a bunch of benching, you know, for the women and a bunch of complaining and you know, just, it's an unhappy thing. And the genre of music was not really ever really performed in a happy kind of, it didn't really mm-hmm. have happy vibes to it. And so for me, my life is literally 50-50, you know.
Explain.
I mean, for me, I've got the blues. Mm-hmm. I've had the blues since I popped out. You know what I'm saying? In some kind of, I mean, when I, being born, the damn cord was wrapped around my neck. So it's like, I had issues before I got out. You know what I'm saying? I
had
to fight to get here. Or blessings. It was an issue and that's where the black comes in. Mm. Because Chad Black, the legacy that I'm building is one where I'm not going to let anything that comes at me, anybody, anything, any situation, stop me. And that's if good. Even if I always have the blues in some kind mm-hmm. of way, or some type of shit is happening, some type of drama is happening, some scandal, whatever the fuck, I'll say that I'm always going to be Chad Black. I'm going to always rep that, and I'll just clash the two together, and I'll blow Beyonce there. I'll make lemonade, you know, out of the lemons that I am often, you know, that are oftentimes thrown at me, and so that's where that this music came. And if you listen to it. Or this new genre of music, or this lane that I'm kind of trying to walk in, or I am walking in terms of my sound and lyrically, the way that I'm writing things. It may be an upbeat thing, but I'm talking about real shit that really, if I put a violin to it and took out the trap beat, you'd probably be depressed and ready to stab yourself. You know what I'm saying? But what I've done is I've made sure that the music is always the black, and it's always upbeat and pressing forward, and the bass is heavy, but the blues is always going to be in my lyrics because that is my life.
That's dope.
You know what I'm saying? Are you a Cancer or Virgo?
I'm a Cancer. Am I acting like a Cancer over here right now?
Yeah.
You are too?
Yeah, I'm a Cancer.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. How do you know? Like, how do you know?
Everyone's into different things spiritually. I like crystals, rocks, all that kind of shit.
You like roses.
And I love me some roses. Oh, you know what I'm saying? So, all right, but so the thing is, it's kind of like what we were talking about with T. You had the song called In Love With a Hater,
mm-hmm.
and you kind of took a break from music.
Mm-hmm. I did.
So I want to play In Love With a Hater, the video.
Okay.
And then I want to talk to you about why you took that break.
Okay.
Let's take a look.
They say you never win when you play dirty, but I guess you don't believe in that. Oh, manipulation is the way that you play with me. Oh, but your love has blinded me. I should've known you was trouble from the start. Fucked around and broke a nigga's heart. I regret the day I chose to press start. Got a big old hole in my heart now. I thought I hit the jackpot until I found out later I did not. You playing games, I'm not a robot. And now 5 years later I'm in love with a hater.
Hey, Chad Black, In Love With a Hater. Make sure you guys check out the rest of the video
that's dope.
YouTube. Yeah. That, just the name,
In Love With a Hater. Yeah, just the lyrics. I was like, yeah, that's sick.
who was this bitch?
What did she do?
Where does she live?
I can always count on you. I knew it was coming. Where does she live?
Why did she do it?
All right. Well, the thing is, a hater can not only be an actual person, but it's just that record executive, that person that signed up to help you and really end up fucking over you. You know what I'm saying? But I'm in love with the music, but I'm dealing with whatever I'm dealing with, whatever we deal with behind the scenes, the things that are inevitable. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's cool and it's juicy to want to think that it's a person. But really, I'm in love with music, and it comes with so many different things. You know what I'm saying? And
oh,
so
you feel this
pressure.
I like that.
Every step of the way, you feel this pressure. So it's like you're in love with something that is a double-sided sword. You know what I mean? So it's equivalent to being in love with a person and working through those things. You know what I'm saying? Only in this case, I'm not really open for a divorce. So we're just going to ride this thing out.
Yeah. So now you took some time off, and I saw that you were homeless at one point.
I actually, not at one point, just recently, I have been going through some things. And you know what? Homelessness is that thing. Or just being without, because of course I have friends. I have amazing friends who I wish I could list all of them and shout them out right now. Doing this artist thing, this indie artist thing, and building something from the ground up is literally that. You know, and when you don't come from money,
all your
money goes to that. And so some days you don't know, you know, how you're going to eat. Now, of course, a corporate person or somebody who believes in being, you know, getting paid every 2 weeks and taking that route, most of them have no understanding for that, because I'm, as you can see, fully able to go and get a job at Walmart or wherever I, you know, would like to apply, with the exception of the tattoos and stuff like that. I have a little bit of trouble, but I can get a job. I can get a job at wherever, you know what I'm saying, within reason. But I just refuse to have a plan B. And so I don't want to sit here as a victim today. I want to say that I've chosen, you know, the harder route, or the route as a musician, because I know that at the end of that, I'm going to be exactly where I need to be, and I'll be able to talk on platforms like this and help that person who may be a little timid when it comes to making a decision and sticking to it and investing and putting your all into it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, and so that's really what it was. So it's not a situation where I'm out on the street, but it is a situation where I could be making a certain amount of money to provide myself with a very comfortable life right now, but I've chosen to take the low road and to kind of, and to live now and in a way now that is way below maybe where I'll be able to live. I'm confident where I'll be able to live and how I'll be able to live. Maybe, you know, even month. Because think about the music industry. I can be here today and exactly where I need to be and maybe surpass that in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm down for the ride. And so the only reason I wanted to mention that is because there's somebody who's watching this who may be dealing with that and feel like that is the end all be all.
They're
you know what
every
I'm saying?
Every week they watch.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's
so,
why
so I struggle with that because, of course, we all deal with pride as musicians and rock stars and all that. Mm-hmm. We only want to tell the good things. But just recently, I was able, a few days before I flew here, I was able to get an apartment. My mom and I, shout out to you, Mom. And we were able to come up and that's one step towards, you know, a better life and better living. And that's why I do this music thing. Aside from it pleasing me and being therapeutic for me, it's for the people. It's for the people. You know what I'm saying? That's the ultimate, you know, goal for me.
And now the album, The Birth of Black and Blues, is coming out in February.
Mm-hmm.
Are we still recording songs for it? Because now we've heard three already.
Mm-hmm.
In
Love with a Hater was the start of it, but I lost my way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That was the start of the Black and Blues movement, but I lost my way. So I took a break. A long break, I think about a year. You look at the thing, look at the dates, this was a long time in between. And so I said, you know what, fuck it. I'm getting back into it. I've still got the blues, so let me go ahead and do this thing. And so I did Sun, which is a complete metaphor because the sun is shining bright, but there is a heat that is connected to the sun that'll fuck you up if we ever got the opportunity to touch it. And so I like the double meaning.
And
the
Sun is everything, and it's available on Apple Music
right
so
now,
make
right.
sure you guys go check
it's
that
dope.
Out.
Right. So that Sun, that's really the sophomore that for some people was a debut because they had not heard or seen In Love With It. That's out, like you said, right now. And then
you're going to perform Black Cat for us.
And Black Cat is the next one. And this is where I have to introduce somebody, a producer I met in Houston who's helping me to cultivate this sound. His name is Danny Grills. And he's just amazing, the dopest producer I've worked with, engineer, plays all, you know, a bunch of different instruments, all that. And so I've hooked up with him, and we have like this Dark Child, Brandy, Timbaland, nice. Like this producer, we got this dynamic duo thing that we've birthed.
Feel comfortable, and it's like a unit.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we're going to he signed on to help me bring the Black and Blue sound to life. And so you'll get a chance to hear that when I perform Black Cat today, which comes out
First January 1st. I'm going to have you head over to the stage and get ready for that performance. All right. Before we get into that, I want to ask you guys, as independent artists, would you say what would you say is the hardest thing for an independent artist in 2016? And I'm going to Chad, I'm going to have you.
Okay.
Oh, you want me to start?
Oh, you can start.
The hardest thing to me is, like bro was saying, a piggyback off of what Chad was saying. You know, music come with a lot of hate, you know, and it come with a lot of love, you know. Come with, you know, your best friend, the person that you singing the song with and making all of this great money could be your worst enemy tomorrow. So, and it's not over, you know, fighting or anything, just business going wrong. You know, I just, you know, that's my thing to anybody that come up under me or anybody got some questions for me. You know, I always tell them, like, man, just pray, because prayer will change a lot of stuff, bro, you know. And I know it be sounding crazy when people hear, like, man, it's like you voodoo trapping me or stuff. But just, you know, just talk to him. Just have a relationship with God, man. And he'll direct your path. Everything else, you know. You're going to go through things regardless. It's life, you know. Life is a learning lesson. You live and you learn. You feel me? That's the whole process. You know, so just to be up here, sitting up here with great acts such as, you know, these artists is even amazing to me. You know, just hearing their stories and, you know, getting the, you know, because we don't share these kind of moments right anymore, you know, as artists, you know. And I feel like this was big for me. I needed to be around this more so than what, you know, business wise of coming and everything. I needed to. You know, I'm happy I met you. That was dope. You feel me? Just to be around that kind of music. You know, because at the end of the day, I love music, so it could never steer me wrong.
And actually, Annalie, excuse me. Sorry.
Annalie.
I'm just so ignorant. I'll be so ignorant. I'm from Massachusetts. Y'all rock.
Annihilation.
But being Korean and understanding culture, right? So a big thing here in America now is this racial divide. Mm. And do you... having this type of voice, do you ever see that negative side of, oh, you're trying to be, or...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
How do you handle that?
I don't know. I don't really let it get to me. Or it's not that I'm trying not to let it get to me. It doesn't really get to me. I'm just the type of person that don't really care about what people say, and I just do what I love. And I'm always going to have haters, and also always going to have lovers and fans. And I'm going to cater to those fans, you know? And haters,
water
they
your
hate.
Roses, girl.
Yes. And haters...
water them. Sit them,
you know,
in a bucket.
Yeah, and, like, haters, they hate because they're still giving me attention and interest. Yeah. And I still appreciate that. It's better than nothing. You know what I mean? So right now, like, I'm starting out as a indie artist, and I just released that song in July. I'm very new, fresh new. So whatever I get, whatever critiques or feedbacks I get, I appreciate it. And I'm going to get it, yeah.
I love it. All right, y'all, I'm super excited right now. We have Chad Black. He is about to perform Black Cat. Chad, take it away.
What's up, BHL? How you doing? Turn my mic up for me. Turn the music up in my head. Yeah. Come on.
Down all night, night long, and I It goes down all night, night long. And I need a healing. How that black cat feeling? It goes down all night, night long. And I need a healing. How that black cat feeling? Black cat,
come on, BHL, turn up with me real quick. Hey, hey, hey. Come on, come on, come on.
Hey.
Chad, where can everyone follow you?
You can follow me on Facebook. It's Chad. It's Chad with two D's. C-H-A-D-D-B-A-L-A-C-K, like the color. And then Black Cat will be out on the first
go
of
get
the year.
It, people. Go
you get it.
Get
it on iTunes, everywhere.
Boom. Make sure you guys also check out The Birth of Black and Blue coming out February 12, 2017. Also, Sun is available on Apple Music. T-Fly.
What it do, what it
two
do.
Two more days, the happy. Countdown's happening.
Man, I'm nervous,
Andy,
man.
Are you OT?
Yeah, man.
Five.
EML
Charisma.
Day, man. You already
loud.
Know. EML every day.
Next
day,
week.
EML, Doc.
Boom.
We ain't went nowhere.
Also, stars available on Apple Music. And roses
yes.
are not blue. They are red, girl. So, top of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Full album.
Next year. Early next year, I would say.
All
right. Yeah, yeah. Hopefully, I release another single right before the album.
Okay.
But yeah.
Do you
be,
have an
cool.
idea of what single it will be?
It might be actually the one with Stokely from In Condition. They just got nominated, which I'm so happy about.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that'll be really cool. Yeah.
And how did you get involved with that?
It's all credits to my management team. My team is awesome, and they thought it would be like a really cool duet and our voices. He has a very awesome high tenor. I'm kind of a low alto, so. Our duet, like, our sounds, like, they thought it would be really cool for us to work together. So he produced a track for me, and he's singing on it. It's going to be really cool.
That's
dope.
Now, where can everyone follow you?
Anna Lay Music on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook is just official Anna Lay Music. Easy.
Boom. We want to thank you guys for tuning in with us. One more time, Mr. Carter, where can everyone follow you?
You already know. You can follow me everywhere at Mr. Carter and at MrCarter.com.
Hit him up on the SoundCloud, y'all, too, at BHL The Beat. We love you guys. Thank you guys so much for sending us in new music every single week. If you have a friend, a family member, you just see some person singing on the side of the road, and you think that they need a platform, send them to us at BHLTheBeat@gmail.com. A music video or whatever you got, send it to us at BHLTheBeat@gmail.com. We love you. Hit me up at DJ Jesse J, BHL The Beat across all platforms. Till next week, peace.
Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Christian, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.